From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Friday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Emperor Akihito led a commemoration service marking the fifth anniversary of the massive 2011 earthquake and tsunami that set off one of the world's worst nuclear disasters. Bells rang out in Tokyo, and people across Japan bowed their heads in a moment of silence at the exact time the quake struck offshore. That quake generated a series of tidal waves, some as high as 17 meters, that devastated much of the island's eastern coastline and killed nearly 20,000 people. The tsunami disabled the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, causing large amounts of radiation to be emitted across the surrounding area, contaminating water, food, and the air. More than 600,000 people were evacuated. Some 10% of residents still live in temporary housing. South Sudan's government operated a scorched earth policy of deliberate rape, pillage, and killing of civilians during the civil war in 2015, said a report published Friday by the UN Human Rights Office. The report contains harrowing accounts of civilians suspected of supporting the opposition, including children and the disabled, being killed by being burned alive, suffocated in containers, shot, hanged from trees, or cut to pieces. The UN Human Rights Office said in their statement, although all sides have committed atrocities that may amount to crimes against humanity, government forces were the most responsible, the report added. A private funeral service for former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan will be held Friday in California. She died last Sunday at the age of 94. She'll be buried next to her late husband, President Ronald Reagan, at his presidential library. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Myanmar's lower house of parliament Friday, Tin Jaw, an unelected retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy, trounced the country's incumbent vice president in first-round balloting to move a step closer to the presidency. It's the latest exercise in democracy as Aung San Suu Kyi's party prepares to take the reins of government from President Thein Sein in a ceremony on March 30th that will end decades of military dominance. The Nobel laureate led her lawmakers in Friday's voting for her hand-picked candidate, who is virtually ensured to become president. A human rights expert has condemned Iran's excessive use of the death penalty, especially for juvenile offenders, and is calling for a moratorium on the government's use of capital punishment. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Ahmed Shahid, the special UN investigator on human rights in Iran, says he is appalled at the high number of executions in Iran. Last year, he says nearly 1,000 people were executed, the highest number in two decades. Shahid says he is alarmed by the ongoing practice of executing juvenile offenders.
Iran's penal code explicitly retains death penalty for boys as young as 15 and girls as young as 9 for certain crimes such as murder, adultery, and sodomy. The number of juvenile executions have increased, not decreased, in the last 2 years.
Shahid says Iran's criminal justice system violates the legal rights of its citizens and denies them a fair trial. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nagging doubts are tempering expectations that a trove of data files stolen from Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and perhaps lead to a crippling blow against the group. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it describes as an Islamic State defector. The former IS fighter claimed he stole a memory stick from the head of the terror organization's internal security wing. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. But some Western intelligence officials and analysts contacted by VOA have raised concerns about the files, suggesting that genuine IS information may be mixed in with forged documents in order to drive up their sale price. U.S. court documents indicate that a Russian citizen accused of spying will register a plea on Friday ahead of his federal trial next month. Evgeny Burakov is accused of posing as an employee of a Russian bank in New York City to gain information for Moscow's foreign intelligence agency, known as the SVR. Burakov is charged with conspiring to act as an agent of the Russian government without registering. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Your recipe around the African Music Mix on the VOA.
Oh, Music Mix.
If you're looking for tunes, you've come to the right place.
African Music Mix.
The Africa Music Mix on VOA.
Aha! Oye! El tumbadón del año se llama Ricky Malonga Simeón. Este huevajo es el huevajo del loco. Loco, vuelvo loco, me voy a asesinar. Yo me voy a cumbanchar. Loco, vuelvo loco, me voy a asesinar. ¡Qué bueno! ¡Y qué sabor! Mira, mira, mira este ritmo guaguancó, lo que bailo como yo. Mira cómo yo lo bailo. Mira, mira, mira este ritmo guaguancó, lo que bailo como yo. El loco quiere gozar. Mira, mira este ritmo guaguancó. Mira, mira, mira este ritmo guaguancó.
Ya China más.
Yeah.
Listening to the African Music Mix right here on the Voice of America. In-depth news, analysis, and information, visit our website, voaafrica.com. That's voaafrica.com. We're always there for you.
lele koko shaku sa shila chongo tu wombe go wudi mi waka le wala di kechi salensala. That's why you chapita in and that in aisala chongo.
Shanga kwacha, batila inchi tukache roba nena tule ya tupange kwacha. Bling bling, yanja la baka chupa murungu nukunwa Relax, dusha, kainge pa weekend ni chilingi tule chilisha. Tutangisha mangalo, festi linchi toba kutupasa tenga tualu peta. Tuangala na wino, kani nenshi, ndi wana mukalamba. These days, tegu sangala la feya china buku. Kubo mfiako na apu langata medula. Wadi malode shapa mishina paunga. Oh, eos ukapiro musunga. Nishu mate meno kuliyama na manero tamulunga. Nati oko kweta kanono esho kusunga. Pano ni pazeti, kawalu pisha. Luda chupo kudusanga, luda chupo kudupanga. Utahikuni wobe kutuwa upisha. Muli wano denu kutambo kwa kia tisaka. Numba ilata ifuaika. Ichi chinda mikoma umemano. Ewa kabeli chinda mikesaka wunga. Ika tafukunyu kapetu mbango wachifondo kapaku bomba.
And cooling down the days. The African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
You live and you learn, you can't please everybody. In fact, there'll be those who spit on your dead body. You take all the advice that you can take. Then one day you're done baking everyone else's cake. And living other people's lives, other people's dreams, other people's moods. Other people's highs, other people's lifestyles, and other people's rules. Flash magazines and flashy apartments. Fancy bikinis and fancy fair weather friends. I'm not living a life if I can't afford it. No, 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 no. Image zero if I have to borrow it. For living other people's lives, other people's schemes, other people's moods. Other people's dreams, other people's lifestyles, other people's who's who's. Other people's yes, other people's no's, other people's no can't do's. Other people's don'ts, other people's maybes, other people's rules. Ooh-ohs. Now to make my own choices. If it's okay with you, I'll choose my own voices. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I won't listen. Give me a chance to follow my vision. Instead of living other people's cars, other people's clothes, for other people's eyes. Other people's dreams, other people's lifestyles, other people's lives,
other people's highs, other people's lows, other people's in-betweens, other people's don'ts, other people's maybes, and other people's schemes, other people.
All the music, non-stop, on African Music Mix.
Magabunos. aboard for a musical journey throughout the motherland on the African Music Mix.
No tastier recipe around the African Music Mix on VOA.
Thank you.
Let your fingers do the working and your email does the talking. Send us an email from wherever you are to just where we are in our studios in Washington, D.C. Email us at africanmusicmix@voanews.com. African Music Mix is one word at voanews.com. We can't wait to hear from you at the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Bébé Matou, au meilleur de sa forme. Tant pis pour les jaloux. Bambi tene piraso gagunziga we mama anda kangba na teretsimbi simbinga pere mawae la nina chada acha jan tiringbi la sala tiko pi plasoko ayi timoninye na teretsimbi ngando neli
Congo patou mo kepikana kané Obama tende mboso abadio Kiki mamona me akibuka landisa la rate